If you want to, you can banish me to West Virginia. And I'll spend the rest of my life just sitting there going... I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say bad, 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 bad. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Everybody says ain't no fancy philosophers ever come from West Virginia. That's not true. There was one there, a woman actually, who noticed one day in a reflective moment. She said to her friend, Nellie, you ever notice that all men dream of having a set of 10-inch hydraulics? And yet, the second every man gets it as big as it's gonna get, they can't wait to get it short again. You ever notice that? And they talked about it for a while. They went on back to the house. Turned out old Nellie had been divorced some time. And she went to bed that night and left her door ajar a little bit. Got buck naked on top of the bedspread and started rubbing her body going... I need a man. I need a man, oh God, I need a man. And her little son, 10-year-old boy, peeked in there and saw his mama lying there, thought to himself, damn. Next night, she's lying there, rubbing her tatas, squeezing her tuckas, exploring the gateway to ecstasy digitally, going, I need a man. I need a man. Working that thing to a lather. Well, the next night, the little boy hears a different sound coming from in there. And he takes a peek, and sure enough, there's a man knocking the bottom out of it, tearing it up. So the little boy runs back into his room, gets naked, lies on top of the bed, starts rubbing himself all over, going, I need a bicycle. Oh, God, I need a bicycle.
It's the Best of Grease Man, Volume 4.